Leash will be under center on first down with Kareem Hunt behind Mahomes. They fake to him. Mahomes off play action. Moving to the right, he'll throw it late. A flag thrown on the play, and it's incomplete. Mahomes is hurt. Mahomes is grabbing his leg. He's hurt. Mahomes taking a shot at the end of that play and is grabbing his leg.
Offense number 72, 10-yard penalty, first down.
And Chu Kuebuka Godrick called for the hold. So this is going to be first and 20.
Kansas City has charged a timeout for the injury inside 2 minutes. Their first of the half.
Well,
not too serious.
Gardner Minshew is going to have to get ready to go and try to win this game. At 1:53 to go in the game, and the Chiefs with first and 20 at their own 44-yard line. And the Chiefs, three-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time NFL MVP, six-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro, 17 playoff wins, is down and injured and appears seriously right in front of the Chiefs bench. He is up now on his backside, but he's in a lot of pain as we view it through our binoculars.
So that there is the call from yesterday, which was the unfortunate moment in that Chiefs game yesterday, which was the end of what was the, I guess, the dynasty run, right? You could have multiple dynasties under a lot of people, but that was Mitch Holtis on that call. Thought he did a great job there if you hadn't heard it already. This comes from Patrick Mahomes, his Twitter handle. Don't know why this had to happen, and not going to lie, it hurts. But all we can do now is trust in God and attack every single day over and over again. Thank you, Chiefs Kingdom, for always supporting me and everyone who has reached out and sent prayers. I'll be back stronger than ever with the alarm clock. Yesterday was, to me, tough. Yesterday was a tough day as a fan of a team that I've watched my whole life, as a team that we cover. You never want to see it end like that, right?
Right.
I would have been fine if it ended with like a pick or, you know, whatever it may have been or however that wants to be. But that was a play yesterday in which 15 goes down. We hear now that he tears his ACL. Nothing will ever be as worse or as down bad as the 2012 season, obviously, with the murder-suicide and finishing 2-14 and a coach getting fired and all the drama that had gone around in that situation. But yesterday was one that stung and felt terrible because of how great it's been to the fall that became yesterday, which was Mahomes lying helpless with a torn ACL, limping off the field. And the shot that you will see when, in fact, this team does bounce back and get back into their winning ways in a year, maybe a year and a half from now, which is Mahomes being walked down the hallway into the locker room, something you don't ever want to see. I don't care who the team is. I don't care who the player is. Never fun, never great, and never something you want to watch. But yesterday was tough, dude. Yesterday was a tough, tough day to watch that. If you're a fan, if you like sports, anything, yesterday was tough.
It was. I mean, the imagery of Patrick Mahomes walking up the tunnel is as cryptic, if you will, and as apropos, as you will, to the way that this thing has officially come to an end. And the dynasty, part one, and it is part one. There may be a part two. I don't know. But this part of the dynasty, this part of the era of this Chiefs team is over. And I think this is where we have come to. Obviously, every dynasty, every run, every, you know, kind of sports moment that is good always comes to an end. And for 10, 12 years now, I've been telling everybody to enjoy the ride because you don't know when it's going to end. And we do. As Dusty said, December 14th, 2025, the dynasty is over in Kansas City. And it's okay to look at that. And it reminds me of a deep cut from Cody Johnson, who's become one of our family's favorite artists. And there's a song called The Fall. And one of the lines in that song, as he's kind of talking and singing and doing his thing, he goes, "The fall was worth the ride. The ride was worth the fall." And you know what? The fall happened yesterday. But GD, man, that ride was effing awesome. And it's the greatest ride that we've ever been on in our entire lives, right? I don't think any of us have ever experienced a ride in sports like Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have given us in this first part of their dynasty. And to see it end the way that it did last night, I mean, it is kind of fitting with the way that the season has gone as well. It never really got off to a great start. You know, we talked about the Brazil game and how that thing kind of dissipated right before our eyes, and nothing really got better from there. And to see Patrick Mahomes go off, you know, with that injury really hurt a lot of people yesterday, right? Obviously him, obviously the team, obviously the fans, because we did come to the realization that all of that fun, all of that joy, all of that greatness is now put on pause. And we'll see if they're able to get it back. And the ACL injury, as you guys know, is one of those. But with Patrick Mahomes and his drive, I mean, excuse me, who else would you want rehabbing an ACL injury other than number 15? I would not be surprised if he's out there on opening day. I'm not expecting him to be out there on opening day. But if people continue to tell Patrick Mahomes, no, he can't, no, he can't, no, he can't, well, by God, he will. And he may be out there on opening day. But even still, we've got to come to a point now where we all have that moment and understanding that this thing is over and the realization that this thing has ended. And I hope the organization, too, Dusty, understands that this thing is over. Because if they don't and they try to piecemeal this thing now back together, it's only going to get worse from here. Now is your opportunity to kind of blow this whole thing up from a player perspective and feel free to cleanse that roster and do what you need to do to flip this roster over and to move forward to start Dynasty 2.0.
Yeah, there's a few things. Obviously, eliminated from the playoffs, won't be in the playoffs since 2014.
Yeah, right.
For the Kansas City Chiefs. And you look at this game, there's a couple of things I took away from it. One is the fact that, like, you're not out of it until you're out of it. Well, you're out of it,
right? Yeah.
You had to win. If you lost, you couldn't have Jacksonville, Buffalo, and Houston win. They all won.
Right.
And, you know, yesterday, as, you know, somebody, you know, who has said this 100 times, you know, there's times in life, whether it's a breakup, whether it's divorce, whether it's a family member passing away, you're going to get shattered. You're going to break into 1,000 pieces. Mm-hmm. But the best way to come back is to build it back, you know, diligently and come back stronger than you were before.
Right.
And Bobby Stroop, the calendar is it's wide open and just says Patrick Mahomes with an arrow through it all the way until September. So, you know, trust that guy. He's done it before. So, Bobby, you're the real MVP. And I think that when I looked at that yesterday and I'm driving today and I'm thinking to myself, okay, what did this remind me of? And obviously being the nerd that I am, I go straight to Game of Thrones and I think of the Red Wedding. And yesterday was the Red Funeral. And if you don't understand what the Red Wedding was, one of the most cinematography's greatest things of all time in a TV show, which is where Robb Stark, obviously the supposed to be the new king, is, you know, supposed to marry a guy's daughter to get this land, doesn't get it. Or he doesn't end up doing what he's supposed to do, marry somebody else. The guy that was supposed to be part of this, he realized it and turns on him and, you know, murders Robb Stark, kills his mother. And it's one of those things where you watch it and you just sit back and you're like, what did I just witness? Like, these are made up characters, but yet you felt that and you're like, I don't know what I just watched. I don't know the shock feel that I had. And at the end of that episode, you know, the Dire Wolf, which is the, you know, the emblem or the mascot of the Stark family, they kill Rob's dog, they kill him, and they swap the heads, and they mock him. And they go around, and they have, you know, all this stuff, and they laugh in the face of it. And yesterday, the Chargers, to me, were those people, right? Like, the reigns of Casimir rained down on Arrowhead yesterday.
Yep.
And Mahomes lies helpless. That dirty-ass Derwin James is out there, you know, low-blocking Juwan Taylor, who gets hurt on the second or third play of the game. Xavier Worthy gets hurt. Rashee Rice is getting blown up. The offensive line just continued to get injured and defenders kept getting injured. And then Mahomes inevitably just gets out with the ACL. And the Chargers came in here and they slayed the beast and they made a mockery of it. And we watched a kingdom fall yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. And it felt like it was the Red Funeral yesterday, where it's like the Chiefs are out. Mahomes is out. A lot of people took victory laps on me, on social media, on everywhere. And as a fan of any sport, you never want to see this happen. You hate to see these type of players or anybody really get some sort of injury like that. And for some, it's fun for them. And I hope those people seek help. I hope they can find in their soul to be a better person. Some people can't change. But what can change is where this franchise is now and where it can go. We have done our research on the average time it takes for an ACL to be changed or to be fixed, 9 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do it. January, February, March, April,
September.
May, June, July, August, September is 9 months. Full September is 9 months. To me, I think best case scenario, at least as I'm looking at it right now from glossy eyes, I would say week 5 is probably when we might see Mahomes come back in that first month of October.
Yeah, it's funny how you say that, and we all think immediately. But I also think about the drive that this guy has, and the training staff that this organization has had to get Patrick Mahomes ready to play in games in a week, right? Like, they have done some magic stuff to get this guy ready to play. And you mentioned Bobby Stroop as well. He's going to be the guy that everybody talks about this offseason. I think Bobby Stroop is probably going to be one of the hottest names this offseason in football talk, because everybody is going to be wanting to know how that rehab of Patrick Mahomes is going. We will see the videos. We will see the highlights of all of that training stuff. And that's why you have to be confident in this. It's not, you, me, the next guy, any of us rehabbing after a soccer injury that we suffered at Mid-America or something like that, and it's going to take us a year to get back. Patrick Mahomes probably, if you know Patrick Mahomes enough, right, he probably had surgery last night. He's rehabbing this morning. I mean, that's kind of the time clock that this is going to be on. And so the worst case scenario is he does miss some time at the beginning of next season. But if you were going to script an injury like this, now is the perfect time to kind of have that injury so you don't turn it into something that is going to be totally, a loss for next season. But, next season could be a total loss as well, for where they are and how they start and what they're going to do at the quarterback position early. So those are all things we're going to have the opportunity to unpack. I mean, you thought it was going to be, people are coming up to me and saying, well, if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs, what are you going to talk about? Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, I got plenty to talk about, first and foremost. And second of all, we've got all of this now. This is going to be one of the more insane off seasons, I think, that we've seen, because you now have the opportunity to do anything that you want. I got a text this morning from an executive in another sport, and it wasn't anything about how Mahomes is or anything like that. And the text was, who is the biggest trade chip that they can get the most in return for? And my answer was Trent McDuffie. And so I think this offseason right now, you have to look at any possible way, not that you didn't before, but now you have that opportunity, that golden opportunity with Mahomes being hurt, to go out there and make any move that you want and say, look, we've got to rebuild this roster. We've got to rebuild this organization. And we basically have a free year, if you will, to be able to go out and do that and flip this roster on its head, because we've got to find a way to get this roster younger and more productive at a lot of different positions right now. So they've got an offseason that's going to be wild. They've got an offseason that's going to be impactful. They've got an offseason that's going to be full of moves and all kinds of craziness. And it begins today. And hopefully the rehab begins this week, for Patrick Mahomes. But I mean, that's the way it ended, folks. Dynasty 1.0 is officially done here in Kansas City.